Well, hey there, and welcome to episode 73 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy you're joining me today for a brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music. This episode is brought to you by Busy Kids Do Music History, which is an online course for homeschooling families that gives a fun and interactive overview of music from ancient times until today. You can find more information about this affordable course at busykidsdopiano.com/musichistory, and I will pop that link into the show notes as well. Today we are kicking off our summer series, our second edition of Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music. Now, if you're new to my podcast or even just need a refresher, for the next 5 episodes, which air every 2 weeks, we'll be traveling to a new destination and learning about that particular place's folk music. And as you listen to each episode, you will collect a stamp to add to your passport while you work your way around the globe and learn about the incredible artists, cultures, and communities that have contributed to folk music. Now, you can find the links to print your passport and this episode's stamp at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/73. And we're going to kick off our global trip in South America by learning about the folk music of the beautiful country of Peru. During the 16th century, Peru was a bustling Spanish colony and the center of trading slaves. The Spanish Empire forced many tribes from West Africa to Peru in order to separate the members of the tribes and prevent a revolution from happening. Together with indigenous people of the Incas, a new culture that was sort of a mixture of Afro, indigenous, and Spanish culture emerged. This type of Afro-Peruvian music is called música negra, or Afro-Peruvian music, and it's especially popular in some of the small coastal towns in Peru. Now, there's been a revival of this type of music in the 1950s, which increased the popularity, making it more internationally known. The cajon, the drum sound that you're hearing in the music, is the most widely used Afro-Peruvian percussion instrument. It's a box-shaped instrument that is played by slapping the front or the rear faces with the hands, the fingers, or sometimes even mallets and sticks. And you'll hear the term cajon applied to other box drums used in Latin American music, but now you know that the original percussion instrument comes from Peru. Huayno is another type of folk music and dance which originated in indigenous groups in the Andean mountains of Peru. As you can perhaps hear when you listen to this sample of Huayno, the violin is often used in this particular style of Peruvian folk music, and the vocals tend to be high-pitched. The music has a distinct rhythm. There's an accented beat followed by two short beats. The dance that accompanies this sueño is a couple's dance that includes vigorous stamping of feet. Performers typically wear indigenous garb, ponchos and trousers for the men, and skirts and blouses for the women. The final type of Peruvian folk music that we are going to learn about in this episode is called La Marinera. Marinera is a courtship dance that is graceful and romantic, and often uses handkerchiefs as props. This dance is perhaps the most popular traditional dance of Peru, and since 1960, an annual Marinera festival has been held in Trujillo, the birthplace of Marinera, with dance competitions. The dance is usually accompanied by cajon, clarinets, guitars, drums, and bugles. In Marinera, the dancers reenact the motions of courtship, circling each other as they spin and dance, and they use their handkerchiefs for flair. I'd love for you to check out the curated playlist I put together for you at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/73, where you'll be able to see the Marinera dance performed. As with so much of the folk and popular music of South America, Peruvian folk music often comes from a type of dance or is accompanied by a dance. So when you check out the playlist, you'll be able to not only hear the music, but see the Peruvian dances. Again, you can find that playlist at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/73. And that's also where you can print your passport and the stamp for this podcast episode as we kick off around the world with Busy Kids Love Music. Thank you so much for joining me today to learn about Peruvian folk music. I am excited to connect with you again in 2 weeks as we travel to another incredible country to learn about their folk music. I'll see you then.